Andrea Okbialik works at the Diomede School, and on Tuesday, she was escorting kids to lunch. The kids were eating alongside classmates, but also other members of the community, parents and aunties and grandfathers. That's because no mail or cargo deliveries have come into Diomede since January 22nd, about 3 weeks ago. That's left store shelves empty, and with no checks coming in the mail, wallets are thin and essentials are hard to come by.
Our store, it's pretty bare. We do have a bunch of food here at the school, which will last for a while.
The Diomede School has opened its doors, serving nearly 300 lunches and dinners to Diomede residents since Saturday. But even with the school sharing its food, Okbialik says for mothers with young babies, no new stock on the store shelves means there aren't many alternatives.
In our home, I think the hardest part is having milk for the babies. It is hard when there's no milk, though, and when you've switched your baby to regular canned milk, to whole milk, to non-fat milk, to 2% milk, and then to non-fat milk again, and then now to powder milk. It upsets the baby's stomach, and a couple of us are going through that right now.
But the needs go beyond the right food on the shelf. Over the weekend, an Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopter had to be dispatched to medevac a pregnant 18-year-old from Diomede to Nome's Norton Sound Regional Hospital. While on the ground, the Black Hawk crew and the four medical providers on board were alerted to a two-month-old with an airway issue. The infant was medevaced to Nome as well. Diomede's remote location means there are few options when it comes to passenger and freight service to the island. Its unique geography, set along the shore of an island that's basically a mountain jutting sharply from the Bering Sea, means there's no runway, save for the occasional ice runway that can be carved into the sea ice in winter. That leaves just one company, Oregon-based aircraft operator Ericsson Aviation, to provide helicopter service to Diomede. Flights paid for with nearly $340,000 of subsidies from the Federal Department of Transportation and the Bering Strait regional nonprofit COARIC. The subsidy keeps the service running under the Essential Air Service program set up back in 1978. Ericsson's program director Chris Schultz says the company only keeps a single helicopter, a twin-engine Bokau BO-105, for service to Diomede. And that helicopter has been down in Anchorage for routine maintenance since the last flight to the island on January 22nd. Schultz said yesterday that the craft should start flying again this week.
Well, we've had some maintenance on the aircraft, but the goal is to return it to service in the next 1 to 2 days. Pending weather, it will return to Nome and begin operations as soon as that's complete. Make sure that our aircraft are at the top condition before we begin flying passengers and cargo again.
Ericsson also contracts with the U.S. Postal Service for weekly mail service to Diomede. COARIC says the contract requires Ericsson to make a certain number of trips each year, but otherwise allows the company to set its own schedule when it comes to flights, as well as stoppages for weather and repairs. But Andrea Okbialik says for her and her family and other residents on Diomede, every day without a helicopter is a hardship.
Some of us personally do have meds that were supposed to come a couple weeks ago, and I've had meds that I ordered a couple weeks ago, and I just ran out. Hopefully in the next few days we'll get a chopper service here.
This isn't the first time Diomede's been without flights. Ice runways have been more and more unpredictable in recent years, and before the EAS flights started in 2012, there were 2 years with no winter runways, and the only air travel was for mail, a time those who organized the EAS application refer to as a crisis. And as recently as this summer, a delay in signing the latest EAS contract left Diomede without air service for more than 2 weeks. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.